actor, Vladimir Zelenko.
Thank you. Wow, this is amazing. First of all, I want to thank God for this moment. And I'm sure most of you know the details of my story, but I'd like to share with you some sentiments, some personal realizations, and perhaps a call to action. What I believe is going on in this generation is a war between two systems of thought. One system being that we're made in God's image, and that life has sanctity, we have human rights, and as such, it's God's purview how many of us live on the planet, how long we live, if we live free. The other system of thought, which could be rooted in Darwin's survival of the fittest or eugenics, or probably much more earlier than that. It probably started with the serpent in the Garden of Eden. But that system of thought believes that there is a hierarchy in humanity, that some people are better than others, and inevitably that reverts to three types of categories of people. One is the superman, like Kant would say, the Übermensch. Then there's the human, the Mensch, and the Untermensch, the subhuman. Now, if that sounds familiar, that's because around 80 years ago, the Nazi ideology was built upon that type of system. The Nazis believed that they were descendants of Aryan gods. They believed that the Anglo-Saxons should be enslaved and serve them, and the subhumans, which I belong to, Slavs, the handicapped, political prisoners and so on, gypsies, they were meant to be thrown into ovens and become dust. Now, that ideology did not go away. It's just resurfaced now, but it's not anti-Semitic. It's completely rooted in something else. The elite, so to speak, they think they're evolved. I think they're devolved pagans, depraved pagans. And what they believe is that because of their wealth, power, intellectual superiority, so they think, that gives them the right to decide how many of us should be on the planet, how long we should live, who should be free, and so on. And so if you notice, any totalitarian dictatorship, the first thing they try to do is get rid of houses of worship. And it's very simple why, because if I bow down to God, I'm not going to bow down to them. And so what's happening, the mechanism that they're using is fear. There's a global mass psychosis where these depraved animals, what they've done is used the media and created a false narrative that has led us to be living in chronic anxiety and fear and human isolation. If anyone studied psychological warfare, you'll know that those two points, anxiety and human isolation, will cause most people to decompensate psychologically and become very vulnerable and gullible and easy to manipulate. And then they offer the false golden calf of this vaccine, so to speak, as a false promise, and people gravitate towards it as a short-term measure to relieve their anxiety. It's not intellectual, it's purely emotional. And if you challenge someone, even the most intellectual people, but who have fallen into this trap, if you challenge them, they become belligerent because what you're really doing is bringing them back into that anxiety state that they so deathly don't want to be in. So the reality here is I'm a big fan of King David and his Psalms, and he gives a very good prescription for life. He says, turn away from bad, do good, and live. So in this particular case, turn away from bad is very simple. Don't give in to the fear. Do not isolate yourself at all from the people you love. Don't take the poison death shot. Do good means, if God forbid you're in the higher risk category, take simple, over-the-counter, natural, antiviral, anti-inflammatory prophylaxis. And if God forbid you do get sick, start treatment day one. Do not listen to the murderous NIH, CDC, FDA, WHO. They're the enemies of the people. Do not listen to their advice, because their advice is a death sentence. They tell you to delay treatment. Do not do that. If you follow those two simple rules, turn away from bad, do good, you will live. There's no reason to be afraid. And really, what we live in a glorious time. Some of you know that 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, something called pulmonary artery sarcoma. No one knows about it because there's only 10 cases a year in the world, and they're all found at autopsy. And yet, 4 years later, I'm still talking to you. But something interesting, I was wondering why God spared me. And something interesting happened as I went through the process of having this type of cancer. There was no treatment for it. So what do? So you innovate. I had skin in the game, you know, it was my life. So I came up with a treatment that ended up, I found a certain drug online that I thought may work. I went to see the oncologist, I asked him about it, and he said to me, you know, I invented that drug. I said, you're the person in the world I need to talk to. And so that taught me a lesson. Because if you jump ahead 3 years later, I found myself in the epicenter of the worst outpatient outbreak of COVID in America. Thousands of sick patients and no treatment. So what do? You innovate. So my own personal health situation taught me a lesson, which I found interesting that it became very relevant, important skill to have when dealing with an unknown global crisis. And the other thing I learned, I actually was told I was going to die. I had already written a long letter to my children saying goodbye I have young children, I wanted them to know who their father was. But something interesting happens when you're in that state where you really believe you're going to leave this world and go see God. You stop fearing human beings. And so that's a very useful skill to have when you step on the toes of the most lethal animals on the planet. But see, people ask me, I've been on assassination lists and all that stuff. Am I afraid? And the answer is no. And I'll tell you why. Because we live, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, 100 years, 20 years. In the grand scheme of things, it's all finite. But the beautiful thing about finite existence is that God gives us consciousness, he gives us free choice, and he enables us through our choices to connect with the infinite. And so would I sacrifice a relationship with the infinite, with the eternal, for a few moments of convenience during my finite life? The answer is no. I will sacrifice everything. I will sacrifice everything so that the next generation, you know, we thought we used to live in freedom. And you know, freedom isn't free. We were free, or we thought we were free, because of the sacrifices of the previous generations. The question is, will our children be free? And the answer depends, are we willing to sacrifice? This is our storming the beaches of Normandy moment. This generation has been tasked with the ability and the responsibility of looking at the primordial serpent right in the eye and saying no and decapitating him. And the only reason why this has happened is because we're letting it happen. Because there's many more of us than them. And the tactic of the enemy is to scare us and divide us. And when we're divided, that's when they could pounce at us in sections. And the answer, the solution to that, is to rise up in hopefully nonviolent civil disobedience, reject all tyranny, reject the dictates of the demented puppet in the White House. And realize that we're fighting a well-entrenched enemy that has a head start. However, we have something they don't have, which is called the God Scaler. This is a David versus Goliath situation. And David needs to, we are the David, collective humanity of God consciousness. The enemy wants to destroy God consciousness. We have to go in the opposite direction. We need to instill into our children basic morality. And what I mean by that is we should take our children out of public schools. For many years, the public school system has attempted to destroy the souls of our children by teaching them depravity, normalizing depravity. If many of you know that there were two cities in the Bible that were destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the question is asked, why were they destroyed? So one answer is because they were immoral, but that's not the answer, because every place was immoral. What was so unique about them? So one of the answers is they normalized immorality. They made it the law of the land. And that is a way of saying, God, we don't want you here. We reject you. And so we need to go in a completely opposite direction. We take our children out of the spiritual danger that they're in the public school system, and now the physical danger. According to the World Homicide Organization, according to the World Homicide Organization, they issued a decree that if your children are in school, that's implied informed consent, meaning that you could have prevented your children from going to school. The fact that you didn't and they're in school means that you are giving consent to the schools to forcibly, through coercion, vaccinate your children. So now they're attacking not only the souls, but the bodies of our children. You know, in decent societies, parents sacrifice themselves for the well-being of their children. Every parent wants their children to have a better material and spiritual existence. In pagan societies, they sacrifice the children for the purpose of the adults. And that's exactly what's happening. According to Dr. Michael Yaden, the former vice president of Pfizer, he told me personally, and he also said it in the media, that for every one child that dies from COVID, 100 die from the vaccine. I'll say that again. For every one child that would die from COVID, 100 die from the vaccine. So, in other words, the vaccine is 100 times more lethal, deadly to children. So let me ask you, what's the difference if I cut the throat of a child, throw them into a volcano or off a cliff, or inject into them a poison death liquid that has a 100-time factor of lethality over the virus we're supposedly trying to protect the children from? It's child sacrifice. So we need to reject idolatry, paganism, child sacrifice, because that's what's going on now. There's nothing new under the sun. This is a biblical replay of a This is a biblical war. This is a war that goes from the very beginning of creation itself and now has expressed itself on the battlefield of COVID-19 and the poison death shot. But we could reject it. We could say no. We can turn to God. And here's my advice. Happy birthday to everyone, by the way, because God just made you. Creation is dynamic. Creation ex nihilo. it's every instant of time is an act of recreation. What that means is you're not alone. That means God is making you. And if he's making you, he's with you. So we know that anxiety, fear, only lives in the psychological and emotional space where the consciousness of God is absent. If you fill that void with God consciousness, by the way, it's hard work to keep the divine in your, to be mindful of the divine constantly is hard work. But so what? This is what's necessary in order to withstand this onslaught on the human soul, on the collective human soul, on the collective human goodness and the fact that we're made in his image. So my blessing to the whole world, to all decent people, is rise up. This hill is worth dying on. It's time for us, this generation, to pay the price so that our children could live with God consciousness, with freedom, and be able to thrive. And whether or not that will happen is directly correlated to what we do now, today. And so it is my sincere prayer and hope that like-minded, God-consciousness and people should collate together into cities of refuge, of decency. And even though the majority of the world are continents of tyranny, I know that, but nevertheless, a little light pushes away a lot of darkness. God is waiting for our choice. So, they still have time, or? So, just to nip this potential future weapon of fear in the bud, the sociopath, the psychopath, Bill Gates, announced a few weeks ago that he's concerned about a smallpox outbreak. Now, I would take his word seriously, not because he's a prophet, but because he's a criminal, and he knows foreknowledge of what will happen. You know, smallpox only exists in two places in the world, supposedly, in what's called BSL level 4 labs, the highest level security labs in America and in Russia. Except a few weeks ago, apparently, 4 days after he spoke, a few vials of smallpox were found in an unsecure refrigerator at a Merck laboratory in Philadelphia. So I saw a potential new weapon of fear. So I'd like to defuse that weapon right now. There's a solution for smallpox. American Indians knew about it. In the 1860s and the 1870s, The Lancet and British Medical Journal published data about a plant called Sarracenia purpurea. People may know it as the pitcher plant. It grows in America, it eats flies. But apparently, an extract from that plant kills smallpox. I'm open sourcing this information because I think I want to diffuse the weapon. I want to uproot the enemy's ability to continue to use fear. And so we all come from the same source. You're all, my 4-year-old daughter one time told me, "Daddy, you're my brother." I said to her, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, God is my father and he's your father, right?" So we're all brothers and sisters, and we all are made in the image of God. We all are given the gift of consciousness, the gift of free choice, and we should all use that gift in the right way by choosing to put on the yoke of heaven and take the yoke of our own fears and the yoke of other people's evil agendas off of us. Because there's only one free type of person, I'll end with this, only one type of free person in the world, and that's someone who chooses to be a servant of God. Thank you.